This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to another summer mini-cast of Away With Words. I'm Martha Barnett. During this online-only edition of our show, I wanted to talk with you about one of the great guilty pleasures of being a true word nerd. I'm talking about that little thrill you get each time you meet a stranger. Not because you're excited to meet someone new, no, but because you have the chance to try to guess where those folks are from by listening to their accents. But, you know, it's not often that someone actually asks us to do that kind of sleuthing. Recently, though, one of you did just that. Her name is Barbara, and she lives in Cardiff-by-the-Sea, California. Barbara grew up elsewhere, and after watching the PBS series called Do You Speak American, she called to ask us to guess her home state. Well, Grant and I couldn't turn down a challenge like that now, could we?
All right. Well, let's do a little experiment here. Let me ask you a couple questions, and then maybe you can read something to us. All right?
Okay.
All right. Tell me what you call your parents.
I called them mother and dad.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And tell me, what meal do you have in the middle of the day?
In the middle of the day, we always had lunch, but on Sundays it was called dinner. Sunday dinner was in the middle of the day after church, and the evening meal would have been called a light supper.
Okay. What comes after 1, 2, 3?
4.
All right, and the year that's after 1943 is?
1944.
Okay, and now do you have something you can read to us there?
Yes, I do. I thought I would read you part of my family's favorite oatmeal cookie recipe. Our brown and granulated sugar, butter and egg and vanilla, flour, salt and soda, oats, cinnamon and nutmeg, and black walnuts.
Now I have a question for you.
Yes.
Barbara, after you cook these cookies and you've done all the mixing in the bowls, what do you do to the bowls in the sink?
Well, I wash them.
You wash
them.
So
I heard many people say that differently.
Back home?
Your parents, would your mother, would she also wash or would she wash?
No, she would wash.
Okay. And you wouldn't say they need washed?
No.
Or need washed. Okay.
You go wash the dishes.
Right. Okay. Well, Grant, why don't you go first?
I have no idea.
Well,
not a clue, Barbara.
I was thinking Southern.
Well, I was thinking that she's like me. She's a fellow Missourian.
Oh, you're absolutely right. That's why I sound normal to you. I'm from Kansas City.
There we go.
Kansas City.
Uh-huh. But I hear you, Barbara, about when I go back. And now I've been in New York since 1993, so I've been here 15 years, and it's enough time for me to go back, and they sound, I'm like, who are you hillbillies?
They do. They drawl and twang. And
do they?
I'm very surprised. And, of course, if I listen to myself record, if I try to record a message from my phone, I have to do it over and over because when I listen to it, I think, who is that hillbilly? Because I hear a drawl and a twang. You know, I don't hear it in my head.
But let me just talk a little bit about, you had mentioned before that, let me just see if I got this right, that on the PBS television show, Do You Speak American, which, by the way, is great.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Fantastic. You said that they were talking about the Midlands accent, and they were saying that this is generally understood to be the normal American accent, right?
Neutral.
What he said exactly was that the area where people say the most unaccented speeches is spoken is called the Midland, and McNeil said, for most Americans, this is the yardstick, the most normal and correct of all dialects.
Right. And the segment of the show that you're talking about featured a fellow by the name of Dennis Preston. He's a colleague of mine.
Yes, yes.
That's right. And he was on the train with Robert McNeil. He actually comes from the South. He knows this stuff. And he would never say that those people didn't speak with no accent.
Oh.
What he would say is that other Americans, non-linguists, believe that they speak with no accent.
Right.
Because
for
the truth
Americans.
Is, everybody who speaks English has an accent. All of us. Absolutely. Oh. There's no such thing as not having an accent. It's actually technically impossible to not have an accent.
Oh.
You have one. No matter if you speak, you have an accent.
Right. And this Midland region is sort of it's actually more of a horizontal swath across the United States. And it includes parts of Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Missouri, Nebraska, Kansas, and Oklahoma.
But the thing is, these borders are approximate. And inside of this big region, because it's a monstrously large region, there are little pockets where people speak differently. There are people, for example, there are Amish and Mennonites that might speak their particular German dialects. There
and
are
those in the Ozarks of Missouri.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And there's a linguistic island in St. Louis, which I've mentioned before. And there are a few other places there where people speak a little differently. There are, for example, I know there's a pocket in Missouri, in the center part of the state, in Audrain County, that's called Little Dixie, because ages ago, people migrated there from Kentucky and Tennessee, and they still carry on some of those more southern linguistic traditions, even though they're surrounded by people who don't really have that accent.
Well, Barbara, this was fun playing Stump the Linguistic Chumps. Grant did very well.
No, he wasn't stumped at all.
No, he wasn't.
I was like, don't I know you, Aunt? Aunt Barbara, isn't it you?
Aunt Barbara.
Okay, well, this has been lots of fun.
All right, thank you, Barbara, for your call.
I have learned a lot of things. Okay.
And be proud of your dialect. We always say that.
Oh. Yeah, well, that was the other thing that I did want to say to you. Don't be ashamed of speaking like that and feeling it. You're not a hillbilly. You speak perfectly normal American English.
Okay.
Even newscasters have accents. Trust me. They may sound generic and bland, but they're not.
Well,
they
just look generic.
I've learned that an awful lot of those newscasters are at least from the University of Missouri.
They are. That's right. Where the big journalism school is. I mean, you know, trust me, when you get them all to the bar after the newscast, they all sound like hillbillies just like you and me.
Okay. So. Well, I'll have to do that sometime.
Right. Take care of yourself.
Thank you both. It was fun.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Barbara.
Bye.
Of course, as Grant pointed out later, he did have a 1 in 50 chance of being right. But I have to say, I was mightily impressed. Well, how about you? Do you have a question about language for us? Call us and leave us a message anytime. The number's 1-877-929-9673. That's 1-877-WAY-WORD, W-O-R-D. Or email us with your thoughts about language. The address is words@waywardradio.org. Or you can drop by our discussion forum to chat with fellow word lovers. You'll find that at waywardradio.org/discussion. And by the way, if you want to learn more about regional expressions, drop by waywardradio.org. We'll post links to a cool survey that you can take to see how closely your word choices and ways of speaking match up with various regional dialects. That's all until next time. For Away with Words, I'm Martha Barnett. Support for Away with Words comes from WordSmart, the vocabulary building software. Improving your vocabulary, reading comprehension, and critical thinking skills will increase your chances for success. Learn more online at wordsmart.tv. And from iUniverse, supported self-publishing. Is there a book in you? Find out how to publish it at 1-800-AUTHORS or learn more online at iUniverse.com. Hey, listeners, we have a favor to ask.
We'd love for you to fill out our listener survey at gum.fm/words.
Your feedback is crucial. It's quick, and it helps us make our show even better.
It shapes our show, helps us plan, and ensures we're bringing you the content you love.
That's gum.fm/WORDS.
Thanks for being a part of what we do.
Thank you.